from corporate life to farm life. For this Singaporean couple, the daily grind now comes with hooves, hay, and a whole lot of sheep. Ashraf Bakar used to work in construction and import-export. Nabila Abagareb was a psychologist. Today, they run a sheep farming business together. About a decade ago, they took a leap of faith, setting up their first farm in Mersing, Johor. They did so with the help of inspiration of Nabila's mother, who was their first investor. The farm is named after her. Ashraf was also motivated by his love for animals.
I was still having pets at home, and it was like a solace for me, you know, like a man cave, right? You go back there, and then that's where you chill, you don't stress up about work and all that. So then it got me thinking, hey, actually, right, why don't I do something that I love doing as compared to something that I'm just chasing and just trying to, you know, be good at? Which then made me realise that, you know, I think this would pay me better because this business is evergreen. It's also a very intergenerational business. And letting go of what I used to have into doing this, I think the opportunity and the stability in here is much, much better lah.
Today, their main facility sits in Desaru, about an hour's drive from the causeway. It spans around 200 acres, which is roughly 150 football fields. Besides sheep breeding, they also host around 500 visitors a month at the farm. The couple also manages several smaller farms across Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand and Cambodia. But it wasn't an easy journey for the Singaporeans. For the first few months, they didn't take a salary, prioritizing their workers first. They also dealt with unreliable sheep suppliers.
I think that the challenges in running a business is very real. I think number one, when you want to have a business in Malaysia, you have to have a trusted partner, right? And also trusted staff. So I think those two are always something that you always have to have at the front of your mind, not at the back of your mind. I mean, Malaysians agencies have a different way of working that maybe Singaporeans are not so used to. And you also have to understand the community and the people that is surrounding you as well.
While the farm is generating revenue now, the couple believe they can play a part in contributing to food security in the region. They feel that aspiring farmers in Singapore should consider options across the causeway for more affordable resources. For Nabila and Ashraf, both in their 30s, the goal is to reinvent the concept of farming. They adopted modern procedures like artificial insemination for breeding and built an audience with over 44,000 followers on Instagram.
I think that's what we're trying to do. In a way, like, we want to make farming sexy again, right? Because what we also notice is that the industry, at least in Malaysia, are the older generation, and the younger ones feel like, oh my God, it's too hard labor lah, right? And they're not too keen on it. But we comparatively young in that sense. And then when they see us on social, we get people coming up, hey, I didn't think that business as a farmer can be this big, right? And we say, yes, it can, and there's a lot of opportunities.